Who is Craig Louganis? Who is Craig Louganis? I don't know.
He has perfect form in one of the most demanding individual events in the world of sport, diving. His name is Greg Louganis.
Nothing short of a gold medal is expected of the person considered the best.
They really don't come any better than Greg Louganis.
Prepare yourself for a snowstorm of global proportion.
It's time for Nicholas Snow Live, the podcast that's all about connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio. It's Gadio.
Hello and welcome to Nicholas Snow Live for Wednesday, May 13th, 2015. It's 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. In this episode, I present highlights of my reporting about Olympic gold medalist Greg Louganis. There's a fantastic documentary. It's been on the film festival circuit in recent years. Back on Board, Greg Louganis, is an intimate portrait of the public triumphs and private struggles of trailblazing, openly gay athlete Greg Louganis. For more information, go to louganisdoc.com. At any rate, in this episode, I'm bringing you highlights of a Q&A of after a screening of that documentary that took place in January of 2015 at the Palm Springs International Film Festival. And I also bring you a red carpet interview that I did with Greg in February of 2013 as he attended the Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards benefiting Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California. Now, he was on the red carpet that year with his husband. They were fiancés at the time. They had not yet married. But in the documentary, I learned that they met on a famous dating website, and I'm going to tell you which one after this. I want to give a big shout out of thanks to all my advertisers. You'll hear the commercials during the show. If this episode had a presenting sponsor, you would be hearing their commercial right now at the beginning of the show. For information on how to secure this sponsorship, or for the contact information for all my advertisers, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on the advertisers link in the main submenu.
Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revival. Voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revival. Find it here. Visit us at revivalstores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California, and I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before, and I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit DesertAidsProject.org.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio. It's Gadio. And now, on with the snow, show, celebrating his fourth decade as a multimedia entertainment activist. Producer and host Nicholas Snow is all about honoring and expressing his life force in a way that makes a difference, while inspiring you to do the same. Reaching millions of people worldwide, Nicholas is definitely a leading primo promo homo on the go-go. Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just drifted into your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
Okay, I promised that I was going to tell you which famous website that Greg Louganis met his husband on. I'm going to, I promise, so stay tuned. Now, if you go to LouganisDoc.com, in the About section, we learn, back on board, Greg Louganis is an intimate portrait of the public triumphs and private struggles of trailblazing, openly gay athlete Greg Louganis. A refreshingly candid documentary film about this four-time Olympic champion, Back on Board follows Greg Louganis over the past 3 years as he struggles with financial security and reunites with the sport he once dominated but was not welcomed in. The threat of losing his house during the recent financial crisis forces Louganis to reevaluate the choices, relationships, and missed opportunities of his career. With unprecedented access, the film reveals the complicated life of an athlete whose grace, beauty, and courage sparked a worldwide fascination with diving. It chronicles Louganis' rise from a difficult upbringing to nearly universal acclaim as the greatest diver ever, and from pioneering openly gay athlete with HIV to an overlooked sports icon. Back on Board is the engrossing story of an American legend as he reemerges on the world stage to combat prejudice, promote tolerance, and return to the diving world after a long period of absence to act as a mentor to the next generation. LouganisDoc.com also lets us know, four-time Olympic champion Greg Louganis is widely considered the greatest diver in history. The only male to sweep both the 3-meter and 10-meter diving events in consecutive Olympic Games, 84 and 88, Greg earned a total of 5 Olympic medals, 5 world championship titles, and 47 national titles, more than anyone in U.S. history. A pioneer as one of the first openly gay athletes, Greg demonstrated incredible courage and strength by competing while HIV positive in the 1988 Olympics. Often remembered for the shocking moment when he struck his head on the springboard, Greg revealed his remarkable courage and tenacity when he returned to the board shortly after and performed the best dive of the competition. The next day he won the gold and secured his legacy. In 1984, Greg received the AAU's James E. Sullivan Award for Outstanding Achievements. The following year, he was inducted into the U.S. Olympic Hall of Fame. In 1987, he won the Jesse Owens Award. In 1993, he was inducted into the International Swimming Hall of Fame. And in 1994, he was presented with the U.S. Olympic Committee's Robert J. Kane Award. His 1995 autobiography, Breaking the Silence, spent 5 weeks at the New York Times number one bestseller. Currently, Greg is a mentor for the U.S. Olympic diving team, a judge for the Red Bull Cliff Diving Tour, a dog agility expert, and a motivational speaker. Greg is very motivating. I'm personally honored as a journalist to have had the opportunity to interview him on more than one occasion. If you'll note the photos that are accompanying this podcast and the online layout, some of those are my photos that I took, and of course the audio that you're going to hear outside of the film trailer itself is audio that I've recorded in my reporting. So, the website where Greg met his husband, Johnny, is Match.com. Up next, I have the introduction by Daryl McDonald of Greg Louganis at a January 5th, 2015 screening of Back on Board at the Palm Springs International Film Festival. Then I have audio of the trailer of the film, after which I bring you some of the Q&A that occurred. And then later in the show, I have my red carpet interview conducted with Greg Louganis in February of 2013 when he was attending the Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards benefiting the Desert AIDS Project. He was at that event to present an award to Mario Lopez, one of the honorees that year.
And welcome to the 26th Palm Springs International Film Festival and our 13th, I believe, annual gala screening here at the Palm Springs Film Festival. We've had some pretty remarkable films. We got a few dogs, too, let's be honest, over the course of these last 13 years. But I don't think we've ever had a film that I'm more thrilled to be playing as our annual gala show than I do the film you're about to see this evening. It's special in so many ways. And I guess most special because of the men I'm about to introduce you to tonight. If you're here to many, if not all of us, please give a warm welcome to Greg Louganis.
Producer would have liked to have been here, and I know she would have said, you know, that we need to raise money for distribution, so we'd really like to get this out to the general public, because we feel it's a really important film. It was 3 years in the making. Cheryl was my therapist for those 3 years. There was a lot going on, and you'll see in the movie, and I'm going to be back to do Q&A and also remind you, please vote too if you enjoy it. Thank you.
Who is Greg Louganis? Who is Greg Louganis? I don't know.
He has perfect form in one of the most demanding individual events in the world of sport, diving. His name is Greg Louganis.
Nothing short of a gold medal is expected of the person considered the best.
They really don't come any better than Greg Louganis.
Good evening from Seoul. Last night, high drama on the high board.
It's a picture that will be replayed slowly through sports history. A 28-year-old champion lacerated the back of his head and returned to the board. His next dive was almost flawless.
Louganis wins his second gold medal of these Olympics, becoming the first man to win both the platform and the springboard competition in two Olympic Games.
I knew in my heart that those were my last competitive dives.
I think diving's been good for me, but it's time to get on with my life. The medals aren't going to keep you warm at night.
After that, it was really important for me to be able to tell my story with dignity.
My name is Greg Louganis. I'm gay, and I'm HIV positive.
Why are you doing it?
I wanted people to understand that HIV and AIDS is not a death sentence, and you can achieve.
You can even win Olympic medals.
Had he been a straight athlete, he would have made millions.
Why didn't you get the endorsements? Why aren't you more successful? It doesn't matter.
Oh, dear God.
You live the consequences of decisions that you make. I've been absent from diving and out of the bright spotlight for 20 years.
Now 51-year-old Greg Louganis leading by example. example is here as part of USA Diving's Athlete Mentor Program.
Having him here as a role model and a mentor is invaluable.
It's been great to come back to diving. I feel welcome.
Congratulations.
I feel welcome back. I didn't expect to be here this long. I didn't think I would see 30. But now, after all this time, I'm still here, and I feel better than ever about who I am and where I'm at.
What the public saw was pretty incredible, but what was going on behind the scenes was, I think, even more incredible.
Once again, please welcome Greg Louganis.
Happened with a play. I was doing Jeffrey at the Minetta Lane Theater in New York, and I was playing Darius, who was a chorus boy in Cats, and he had AIDS, and he dies of AIDS. And he delivers probably the most poignant message I felt in the play to the lead, Jeffrey, and that was to hate AIDS, not life. So in that journey of that play and me playing that character, I was able to act out a lot of my fantasies. And so I went to a friend of mine, Robbie Brown, and I said, you know, I really want to write a book. I feel that this is the next step in my road, in my journey. And so he introduced me to Eric Marcus, and then Eric Marcus was incredibly thorough. I mean, we had lots of fights. But at one point it was very emotional, and he said, I'm not leaving town. He said, do you have a therapist? Are you working with a therapist? And I said, no. He said, I'm not leaving town until you have a therapist. He was really concerned. But I mean, it was an incredible experience. I felt like I was in Breaking the Surface. I felt like I was sharing my weaknesses. I was a gay man living with HIV. I admitted that I was raped by one of my previous partners, and I stayed for 6 years after that. So I stayed in this relationship. So I felt that I was sharing my weaknesses, but on the book tour, what I realized was that I was, by sharing my weaknesses, I was actually sharing my strengths, because it empowered other people, you know, to be strong enough to either leave an abusive relationship or come out to their parents about their HIV status or their sexual identity. It was really very empowering. So that became the journey. And that allowed me to be as candid with what was going on. I mean, I was on the verge of losing my house when Cheryl came into my life. And so that was there. But that was also, I wasn't unique. you know, that it was happening across America. And so, you know, I thought that, you know, that was important to share.
Greg, if I can just repeat the question right on the back.
Well, I was going to do that, but... Okay, the question was that I identified that I had a very difficult relationship with my dad growing up. And the question was, did I ever was able to reconcile my relationship with my dad? And yes, I was able to. I took care of my dad the last 6 weeks of his life in 1991. He was diagnosed in, I believe, December of 89 with cancer. And so that's when I came out to my dad about my HIV status. And so then through that year, it was looking after each other, you know, making sure that we're doing what the doctor's supposed, you know, tells us that, you know, we're supposed to do. I was going to his doctor's appointments. You know, I don't think he ever came to any of mine. But it was amazing. Initially, when I first started taking care of him, it was because I wanted to be the good son. But then over time, I realized that I was doing it out of love, that I loved this man. And even though he didn't know how to show it, his love, he showed his love in the only way that he knew how. And that's when, you know, I really came to peace with, you know, with the relationship of my dad. Thank you.
And Nicholas Snow Live continues after this. Did you know I'm an author? At the time of this recording, I have two books out. The first, A Living Powerfully with HIV Memoir, called Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. It takes place throughout Asia and even in Palm Springs. It could be called Eat, Pray, Disclose. The second book, A Return to Brokeback Mountain, Photos and Interviews from the Historic Hollywood Premiere. To find these titles, go to NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Books in the main submenu. Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
In Greater Palm Springs, since 1979, the Desert Business Association has promoted and supported LGBT and allied businesses and professionals who join together for business promotion, economic development, educational, and humanitarian purposes. Their vision is to connect, promote, and build prosperity by embracing all members of the community to make a positive difference. They have many events every month. Find them at desertbusinessassociation.com.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio, it's gadio.
And Nicholas Snow Live continues.
I have
my red carpet interview conducted with Greg Louganis in February of 2013 when he was attending the Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards benefiting the Desert AIDS Project. He was at that event to present an award to Mario Lopez, one of the honorees that year.
I wanted you to contrast what it was like in the world to be HIV positive when you came out as a positive person, and tell and remind me what year that was, to what it's like today from your perspective when you meet people at events like this.
Well, I was diagnosed in 1988, and there wasn't a whole lot of compassion surrounding HIV AIDS at that time. I was also still competing and diving, so I kept my HIV status secret because I wouldn't have been able to compete in the 1988 Olympic Games because I wouldn't have been allowed into Seoul, Korea. You know, kids today forget, you know, that we weren't allowed to go into various countries if we were known to have HIV. So we've come a long way. We've got a lot further to go. Treatments, in the 25 years of being HIV positive, I've gone through so many different types of treatments, IL-2, interleukin-2, through the protease inhibitors, you know, which were really miserable. Now the combination therapy that we have available now, it's much more tolerable. So I think it's far more hopeful, which is kind of gives a mixed signal to young people because they think that it's a manageable disease. And I wouldn't wish my HIV drug regimen on anyone. So, you know, if best to avoid becoming HIV positive.
I'm living with HIV, mm-hmm. and I've lived outside of the U.S. quite a bit, and I know that you're a role model for people all over the world, not only in the HIV community, but in the LGBT community. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking of places that there's a tremendous amount of homophobia, and your life and spirit reach into those countries. And I'm wondering, my listeners are worldwide, what would you say to the people around the world that have been touched by your life and to give them strength and hope as they deal with these issues in not so friendly places?
Well, you know, we were just in Nepal over this fall as ambassadors to the first LGBT sports festival in South Asia, and it was a tremendous event. You know, to shed some light on diversity, and it was interesting because we went to the AIDS hospice, you know, which was incredible. But, I mean, it's like stepping back in time because, you know, we had to be escorted there. Nobody knew where the facility was for the protection of the people who went there. And it was just, you know, so amazing. I mean, almost third world. Well, it was third world. It was really incredible. And also, the thought and idea, because they were asking me, because they saw me with my partner and they were saying, okay, who's the husband and who's the wife? And it's like, it depends on the day. But, you know, they just didn't understand, you know, how that kind of works. And so, it was interesting just to be there, be present, and be myself.
And what is your name?
My name is Johnny Chaillot. How are you?
Nice to see you. You guys make a handsome couple.
Don't we?
I just had a flashback to Stand Up Spotlight Night, and that really dates me, with Rosie O'Donnell. And all I remember is that she called you out in the audience, and you guys shared the personal trainer, and then she did a hilarious stand-up routine about that. But back then, I don't think Rosie was not out. And can you talk about a little bit about how the world has changed since, I mean, for one thing, she's gotten bigger, and the acceptance of the LGBT community has gotten bigger.
Yeah, I mean, I've been friends with Rosie since she was a VJ at VH1. I went on her show and surprised her, I think it was back in 88. And so we introduced videos, and we've been friends ever since. So, things have come a long way. I mean, I remember when my book first came out, she said that I'm a little jealous of you. I wish I could do that, you know. And that was back in '95. And then since then, she has come out, and so you know, the world is changing and it's progressing and we're moving forward. And I don't think there's any stepping backwards. I think we're going to continue moving forward.
And once again, for more information about Back on Board, go to LuganusDoc.com. I'm Nicholas Snow. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Nicholas Snow Live. Find all of our advertisers and everything Nicholas Snow at NicholasSnowLive.com. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. Anytime, 24/7, you may direct tweet at The Nicholas Snow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on The Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air. When communicating with or about the show using any form of social media, be sure to use the hashtag Nicholas Snow Live. You may also Skype into live broadcast from anywhere in the world. For Skype instructions and to review all the Connect with Show options I've just mentioned, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click Connect with the Show in the main submenu. Nicholas also broadcasts regular video chats and interviews on his YouTube channel using Google Hangouts. So subscribe at YouTube.com/SnowBizNow. That's YouTube.com/SnowBizNow. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. This show is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.